Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed desire. And I.
I love that song. I love it. How's it going, people? This is I'm Mac with me, McCoyly Matthew, back from a one-week vacation because I had the cold, and I still have the cold. I'm still recovering. I have the sniffles, and my sinuses have been acting up, so that's why I didn't do the show last week. But you know, I'm almost recovered. I'm 90% recovered, so I'm glad to be back with you, Will. On the other line, my co-host. What's going on?
I'm right. How you doing, McCoyly Orton Matthews?
I love Randy Orton's song, man. It's a good entrance song. And now that he's a good guy, I mean, you know, that makes it much better. I hear voices in my head. They can't believe me. They talk to me. That's a badass song, man.
Yeah.
That's a song that makes you wanna fight. Isn't that crazy?
Yep. Especially you know, punch the ground and you know get ready to you know they do the RKO.
So how's it going, man?
I'm doing alright. How you doing?
Good. Like I told everybody, you know, I'm still recovering from the cold. You know, I'm 10%. I'm 10% sick, 90% healthy right now. So
you're 10% away from where you need to be and where you used to be.
Yeah, I'm 10% from having a threesome. I mean, tonight I was supposed to have a triple threat match. Just use your imagination. It was supposed to be a triple threat match in a bedroom.
And I'm assuming Orton wasn't going to be in this one.
No, it was going to be me. Me versus two girls. But this cold delayed those plans, so hopefully next week that'll happen. And next week, iMac will be live from the streets of New York City.
So this is major stuff.
Yeah, live from the streets of New York City, Manhattan. Next week.
You gonna talk to the people?
Hell yeah, on the streets.
You gonna give the people what they want?
Yep, with yellow cabs passing by and tourists live in Manhattan. And I think the show will probably be on probably at 8 or 9 o'clock. You know, it all depends. But check your local listings to find out when iMac for live from the streets of New York, when that will air.
Should be an interesting episode.
Yep. As for now, let's get back to today's show, and let's talk about some news. So, I was reading some entertainment news today, and Larry King's wife, Shawn Southwick, you've heard of this, right? She cheated on Larry King.
Right.
And she cheated on him with Larry King's son's baseball coach. And the baseball coach said that he slept with Larry King's wife a number of times in his own house, in his own bed, while the kids were in the other room. And unfortunately, the kids knew that Sean, Larry King's wife, was sleeping with the baseball coach, but they never said anything.
Wow.
And Sean Southwick, Larry King's wife, she's claiming that Larry King slept with his sister-in-law. So it's like the Jerry Springer Show, Larry King and his wife. And how old is Larry King? Isn't he like, what,
80 or something? I don't know. 70?
That young? He's older. He's like, what, 200?
Yeah, I think he's going on 200.
Yeah, the guy's old, man. That's good for him. That's good that she cheated on him.
That's good for him that she cheated on him?
Yeah. Because this guy's always dogging on, he's always dogging on other celebrities who cheat on their spouses.
But you said that he was cheating on his wife, too.
Yeah, that's why I said it's good for him. So he deserved it. I mean, he was cheating also, though. And plus, he dogs on other celebrities for cheating, so I guess you get what you deserve.
So in other words, you feel sorry for no parties in this situation?
Hell no. Who the hell do I feel, man? I feel sorry for the kids.
Hey, that's what I was about to say.
Shit. They got to watch their baseball coach bang their stepmom before they did. I mean, come on. I mean, she is good looking, but I don't know why. I think she was after Larry King's money in the first place.
Probably, who knows? I mean, there's most likely. I mean, there's at least a 40-year age difference or so. There's at least a 30, probably 40.
You think it's that low? Because the let's do the math. She could
how old is she?
I don't
she's
know, 40s
or
30s what? Or
40s?
Yeah, and he's like 200. That's like a 100 something year difference.
Hell yeah, you have a point there. I think about, you know, his birth certificate that was saying that he was, I don't know, 70s or 80s or whatever he's supposed to.
Man, the guy's old as dirt.
You think he could still pitch in the major leagues?
Hell no. He's going to die soon. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but, I mean, come on. You know his time is almost up, unfortunately. I don't like to wish death on people, but the time is almost up for Larry King.
I don't think you're going to be invited to his show anytime soon. But look at the bright side. You might get invited to her show.
Yeah. And, you know, she told the baseball coach that she was sleeping with that she didn't really care about Larry King because, you know, he's almost dead anyway.
She actually said that she doesn't care about him because he's almost dead?
He's almost dead, yeah, she said that.
He even said that too?
Yeah, that's what he said. He was on one of those talk shows dishing out dirt on her and Larry King.
Wow. So, I'm assuming, what was I going to say? I'm assuming, damn, I forgot what I was about to say. I'll get back to you once I remember what I was about to say.
Man, all these celebrity sheep, man. Male celebrity sheep, female celebrity sheep, they're all cheaters. I mean, they're all human, so.
Most of them are. I mean, you can't say all of them, but there's a very strong, it looks like.
They're not human?
94%. No, I'm saying that all of them are cheaters. I mean. Looks like there's a right now. It looks like it's a 95% chance the way how it's going nowadays.
Yeah.
But hopefully that's an overstatement. But nowadays it looks like every celebrity is cheating with somebody else.
Yeah, and who the hell and how the hell did Larry King? How the hell does Larry King cheat with his own sister-in-law? I should ask his sister-in-law that. Why would she cheat with Larry King?
Maybe she had millions of reasons why she wanted to, you know.
I mean, she's not getting anything, and she's just banging him. Plus, I mean, the guy has not. He's old, wrinkly, impotent.
Maybe she's going to pay him, he's going to pay her some money to, you know, so she won't talk to them, you know, to the tabloids.
Oh, that's possible. But it's already out there, so.
Like,
she probably will
sugar.
Talk to the tabloids.
Here's some $50 if you shut your mouth. You never know, man.
Well, too bad.
So if he invited you on his show, would you go?
Yeah, I would go, but I mean, Larry King is not. I mean, like I said, his time is almost up. So Larry King Live is gonna be Larry King Dead soon.
Oh my God. Man.
No offense, what? But
I don't know why I'm surprised you that you went there. Oh man! Oh, all right, gosh.
Let's move on from Larry King, because I mean, we've heard enough about him this past week.
Yeah, you want him to actually, you know, let you come onto the show.
Like, I'm not letting that black motherfucker come on my show anytime soon.
That's the last time you come on my show.
If I went on a show, I would actually probably get into a fight with him. I could see myself getting into a fight with him. But then again, I mean, he can't fight because he's old.
How come?
He can't move. The guy can't move. I mean, look at him.
No, but why would you fight him?
I don't know, because he just looks like a... Like, you know, a lot of these old people, they get, like, attitudes and, you know, they get cranky. And you just want to hit them. But you can't because, I mean, it's not appropriate to hit an old person. Like, he's the type of person that, you know, he'll say something. You know, like, you know how old people get cranky and they say something harsh and inappropriate and it makes you want to hit them. But you can't because, you know, you can't hit an old person. If Larry King ever said something to me, I'll punch him in the jaw. I put him in, like, in a sleeper's hold.
You think you're a Roddy Piper or something? or maybe you do the Million Dollar Dream, which would be appropriate since he has millions of dollars.
Dolph Ziggler sleeper hold on him. No, but, you know, nah, if I wanted a show, I wanted, you know, get into a fight one, but, I mean, why would I be on a show? What, for what? Like, if I was famous or something? Is that what you're trying to ask?
Maybe, you know, he might, you know, because he has, you know, he invites comedians on the show, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. A couple of jokes to make them laugh, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I would go on. But then again, I mean, I'd make fun of his wife cheating on him and him cheating on, you know, with his sister and all. I wouldn't hold back.
You would say that on his show?
Yeah.
That would be kind of uncomfortable. So you might give the guy a heart attack on his own show.
Like, I mean, if he dishes it, so he should be able to take it, right?
Well, yeah, that is true.
So
how would you feel if he said, Macaulay, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Anything you want to say about the show?
Be like, hey, Larry King, oh, man. You know that was wrong for you to, you know, bang your sister-in-law. You know that, right?
Oh, excuse me, what did you just say?
You know that was wrong for you to bang your sister-in-law.
Who said
and
I did?
And that hot wife, can I have sex with her?
we'll talk about that after the show.
Come on, man.
We'll work something out.
I have a bigger penis than that baseball coach.
we'll work something out. I'll talk to you after the show.
And then we get into a fight. That's when we start fighting. But let's move. Huh?
Yeah. Let's move on before he canceled your appearance on the show.
Yeah, let's just move on to Larry King. I mean, we've heard enough about him this past week. Let's talk about Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh yeah.
And how the NFL suspended him 6 games to start the season. I mean, he's lucky because...
He's really lucky.
He's not going to be charged. The prosecutors, you know, they don't have any hard evidence on him, so they can't charge
him.
Yeah.
Reportedly, lost the evidence.
Lost evidence? What
That's
lost
what I
evidence?
Heard. I heard they lost the evidence. That's, you know...
Oh.
They lost the evidence.
I heard they didn't have any evidence, any hard evidence.
Well, that would be more logical because... How you gonna say you lost evidence? I mean,
and
if you wink, lost the evidence, you know.
And like the girl, the defendant, she doesn't even want to press charges anymore. So.
That's crazy. I mean.
It looks like Big Ben is free for now.
Maybe he paid her off.
I doubt it, because they were ready to charge him, and you know, then they decided not to.
You know the whole story about this thing? Because I've heard little bits of the thing. Like, you know, this was like the second time he's been caught up.
Almost a year.
Yeah, he was, he was like at a, like, in Atlanta, and he, you know, he was with her, you know, they had sex, and that's pretty much all I know about the thing, and she's accusing him of rape. I mean, that's the only thing. Do you know anything else about the thing to clarify it?
Yeah, I heard that. I think he met her at some club or something. And they were hanging out or something like that. I don't know. I don't know the specifics, but I know, you know, then she accused him of sexually assaulting her, and then he said he didn't have sex with her, and she fell down during the night or something. I don't know, you know.
I would assume he said he did, but it wasn't. It was consensual.
He said he didn't have sex with her. He didn't have any contact with her. Sexual contact with her.
So why would she say that? Is it to try to get more money up? To get money up from her?
I don't know.
Why would she say he did it? I mean, apparently, he must have did something questionable for them to You know what I mean? For them to suspend them six to 8 weeks.
Well, yeah, suspended. Just the fact that he was in that situation. But then again, you know, think about it. The prosecutors don't have any hard evidence on him, and he says he didn't do it, so... I mean, so you really don't know whether he did have sex with her or he didn't. Because, I mean, there's no evidence that he did, so...
Yeah. What do you think happened?
I think he raped her. Okay, rape is a harsh word. He didn't rape her, but, you know, he...
I think he definitely had sex with her. Rape, I don't know about that.
He probably had aggressive sex with her. Or maybe she was drunk and, you know, he had sex with her and then she thought, you know, he took advantage of her. Because that can be considered rape.
Yeah, I mean, if she doesn't consent to it, then that's rape. But, the way how they're making it sound, I mean, who knows, man? I mean, I think he definitely has sex with her, but,
Ben shouldn't be putting himself in these situations in the first place.
Exactly.
He shouldn't be going after young co-ed girls. This girl's 20 years old. And he's like, what, almost 30?
Probably, yeah. I'd say around that.
Come on, man. Find girls your own age or older. Stop going after college girls. Drunk college girls.
And in a questionable situation, you know. He was already in this situation before. I mean, he should have... Especially him being a celebrity, he should be on guard. That, I mean, I'm saying if he did, you know, if he didn't. This
mm-hmm.
is if he didn't do it, because we don't know. He might have, he might not have, you know, assaulted her. But... He shouldn't have put himself, I mean, unless if he really did do it, I mean, he shouldn't have put himself in a situation. Common sense would tell you not to do something like that, you know.
Yeah, well.
Put yourself in a questionable situation.
Well, most of these NFL athletes are criminals anyway. I mean, a lot of them, they have gun charges against them.
Yep.
They rob stores. They rob houses. They shoot people, kill people. They shoot themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always something else with these NFL players.
Yeah, it's getting crazy, man.
It's like the Prisons Association League or something. Convicts.
It's like, man, I'm trying to think of... It's like the Legion of Doom or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. And we ain't talking about the World Warriors, man.
Man, the NFL athletes are the convicts. They're, you know, criminals. Would you hang out with an NFL athlete?
I mean, if he's a class individual, not like the ones you'd be seeing, you know, in trouble all the time, I wouldn't. But if it's a person who, you know, who's a nice person who cares about winning and, you know, it's a classy person on and off the field, then I wouldn't have a problem with that. But somebody who you always see in the news all the time for, criminal activities, nah, no thank you. I'll pass.
Well, class act, there's not many NFL players that are classy. I mean, I thought Tiki Barber was a classy guy, but then I found out he cheated on his wife, who was pregnant.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true.
So,
well,
I don't
know. With people in general, whether they're athletes or celebrities, just because you see them on TV or, you know, in sports all the time, you know, we assume we know them, but we once the camera's off, you don't know the people.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
You're like, hey, this person would never curse. Just because you don't see them on TV, just because they don't curse when they're on TV or they're not mic'd, you can't vouch for people unless if you know the person, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, shit. Eli Manning might be a pedophile. Who knows?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, God forbid.
I'm setting an example.
I mean, generally speaking, you never know. I mean, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure.
I don't
think
so
either. But generally speaking, anybody could be anything. You don't know what skeleton people hiding in their closet, man.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Sanchez might be a statutory rapist. Who knows?
Anything's possible. I mean, again, I don't think so, but then again, who knows? I mean, I don't know the dude. That,
yeah.
So like, I'm like, hey, Will, how you doing? I'm like, hey, I'm good. You know, how's your mom? How's everybody? You know, I don't know him like that, so he could, anything is possible.
Never know. These athletes.
And even if you know somebody.
A lot of them are criminals.
Unless if you really, really know somebody, I mean, you never know.
And as far as Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers are thinking about trading him.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't do anything in the draft, but
That's how crazy this situation is. It's only affecting him and his family. It's affecting, you know, his franchise, man. This guy won 2 Super Bowls with them.
Yeah.
And they're such a classy organization, they're willing to, you know, cut ties with him and trade him away, you know, to get rid of the controversy.
Yeah, but, well, he took the suspension as a man, like a man, and he's going to accept it. He's not going to complain, or he's not going to appeal the suspension, so he's going to take it like a man.
Well, that's good.
And hopefully he'll stay out of trouble in the future and not get into situations like this where he's out with 20-year-old girls, getting drunk with them, and then they accuse him of sexual assault. So hopefully he's learned his lesson for now. But
yep.
You never know with these guys. Some of them never learned their lesson.
Yep, you're right about that. And then before the first incident, he had the motorcycle incident where he was, like, paralyzed and he almost died.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Man, he crashed into a tree while he was riding on a motorcycle while not wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
And he's lucky to be alive, and now he's doing all these crazy stuff.
Well, like I said, I hope he learns his lesson. I hope doesn't get into this situation again, because if he does this, if next year around this time, if another incident like this comes up, then he's going to be kicked out of NFL, and he's going to prison for a long, long time, like O.J.
Yeah.
And hopefully he doesn't end up like O.J.
Well, I mean, yeah, he hasn't killed anybody yet that we know of, so, I mean.
Well, hopefully it doesn't happen. Something like that doesn't happen.
Hopefully not. Because there was rumors after this second incident happened, there was rumors that there might have been a third incident that they don't even talk, that they haven't even brought up yet.
Well,
so
I don't know about that.
Who knows?
Man. Who knows?
He needs to get his act together.
Yeah, well, the Steelers, I mean, they were thinking about trading him on, you know, during this draft, this whole NFL week-long draft, but they didn't do anything about it. And have you been watching this NFL draft, this long-ass?
I saw some of the first. You know, when the Jets drafted Kyle Wilson,
mm-hmm.
and you guys drafted a
Pierre
guy called
Pierre
Paul or something like that.
Pierre Paul, something. I don't remember his name.
Yeah. And then in the second round, the Jets drafted Ducasse, I think Jean Ducasse, another Haitian guy. So there's a lot of Haitian guys, you know, playing in New York City now.
Yeah.
You know, on the Giants and Jets now.
Yeah, a lot of them came from that Haiti earthquake over here to have a better life. So hopefully,
you know, good luck. You know, hopefully they'll, you know, they'll produce on, you know, on their respective teams.
Hopefully, you know, because I don't want no damn Haitians messing up my damn team, for God's sakes. Or I'm going to send their asses back to Haiti. I'm not playing. I will send you back there. Shit. Because I know these, you know, they want to live in these mansions and these nice houses, but I'll send you back to Haiti to live in those damn huts. So
I don't think you have to worry about that, because you know, they came out of, you know, tough situations, you know, so they're gonna play their best, you know, to try to prove that they're worthy of the contract, and you know, make a name for themselves.
They better. Because, shit, I'll send them back to their huts. My plane. I know they're going to be living in nice mansions now.
I'm telling your mom.
Anyway, yeah. I'm going to go to a break right now. I'm going to play a little something, a little comedy clip. Comedy clip by Lisa Lampanelli from her CD Dirty Girl. This clip is called Looking for Love. Let me cue it up. Okay. Okay, let me play for you guys right now.
I joke, you know what? I'm not even looking for sex. I'm just looking for love. Don't even believe none of these women in the audience are like, I just love sex. You're liars. We all want love. I look for it everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I was at FedEx Kinko's. No, it's a long story. I was Xeroxing my snatch for some promotional item. No, so I was at FedEx Kinko's, and I got rear-ended by this hot black guy, but not in that good way we all hope and dream. So you know when somebody hits you by a car, you're all angry? Well, he hits me. I'm like, motherfucker. Then I look in the mirror, and oh, my God. It is this hot chocolate daddy who looked like DMX and Denzel combined. Like a rapper with a day job. So, of course, my mind starts going like a typical woman. I'm like, oh, my God, wouldn't this be so great if we met this way and it was meant to be and we fell in love and we had kids and got married in that order because he's black. So I get out of the car, and I swear to God, I'm such a queer. I get out, and I'm like, and he's like, I'm sorry, baby. I go, no, don't worry about it. He goes, it's all my fault. I go, no, don't speak. The fault is all mine. And he goes, I got to call my wife and get my driver's license. I'm like, nigger, you better have insurance, too. It's hard, man. Love is hard, man. I'm getting sick of it. I think I actually, one man is not enough for Lisa Lampanelli. I want three. I want a white guy to pay the bills, a black guy to bang, and a Hispanic to clean up afterwards. Let me tell you something. I like this type of show because nobody gets offended, you know? You're all very nice people. Sometimes after shows, I go to my hotel room and donate money online, depending on the jokes I did that evening. I do. I'm so queer. Honestly, like tonight it would be $47 to the NAACP, $72 to Import a Hispanic Today, and $75 to Save the Gerbil Foundation. Merchandise, and I will tell you, I donate money to charity. I'm a nice freaking person. I am. I have an album of dirty, dirty comedy for the children. No, it's true. Every time you buy my CD, I slap a fly off a little Ethiopian's face. Why don't they just eat the flies? They do it on Fear Factor. Use your resources, little Umbuku. Wah, wah, wah. Come on, homo. You've had weirder things in your mouth, and you know it. Now, I make fun of that, but there is one.
All right. There's Lisa Lampanelli. Lampanelli. I have a hard time pronouncing her last name.
Lampanelli.
She's actually, I think she's married now to an Italian guy.
Yeah, she is.
And she's Italian herself, right?
Yeah. Funny chick, man.
And she's always talking about how she loves black guys, but she didn't get married to one.
Funny.
Very funny. Wonder why she didn't get married to a black guy. Anyway, hey, I got your text earlier this week. You said that WWE released Shelton Benjamin, Mickey
right.
James, and some other people, right?
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Wang Yang, I think Mike Knox, Slam Master J, a.k.a. Jesse. He used to be Jesse when he was, remember Jesse, right, when he was with Festus?
Oh, right.
Remember, he was acting like Slam Master J. He was like a rapper.
Yeah,
I
remember.
Prime Time. Yeah, him, Katie Lee, Virtual, you know, Paul's sister
mm-hmm.
from, I don't know, in real life or just in character.
Right.
And Kung Fu Naki, a.k.a., you know, Funaki.
Funaki, oh, man, they released him too?
Why is it? Yeah, you haven't seen this guy in months.
Well, I don't care much about him, but damn, they released him?
But,
that's messed up.
Yeah, but... I mean, he used to be interesting when he was in Kayentai, like in like 2000, when he was with Takanuchi. Who's that guy?
Takanushi Yaku.
Let me see. There was Tanuki. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. There was him, Funaki, and then there was Mikanetsu Takanushi Yaku. Something like that. I forgot his name. But anyway, when they were in Kayentai, they were, you know, they were a good entertaining tag team. And then afterwards, you know, they made him into a jobber, and then he became, like, as he said, SmackDown number one announcer. You know, he interviews people behind the scene. But after that, you see him pop up once in a while. And, you know, but the real story is that they fired Shelton Benjamin, who had a fast start, you know, being Intercontinental Champion,
yeah.
being a high flyer, and they never gave him that title run.
Man,
and of course, Mickey
no one
James.
Cares about Shelton Benjamin. The only person that I care about that they release is Mickey James.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
Mickey,
the only
Mickey,
person that anybody's going to really care about.
Mickey James is the marquee person that they cut. That is the main person that I'm shocked that, even though there was rumors that they were going to do this months ago.
Man.
Because, and you know what's the real reason why they did this? Because she's pursuing her country music career, as the rumor stated.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I heard
ago.
About that one, yeah.
And I guess it's true. She's pursuing her country music, kind of like what Maria did with Apprentice. And instead of using this as publicity to you know, promote their product like they used to do, now they're cutting people and...
Man, I miss Mickey James. She had the...
I know.
She had the nicest butt in WWE, and she was the best-looking WWE diva in WWE,
yeah,
besides
hot,
Maryse.
She was hot, man, and a rarity. She actually could wrestle. You know?
Real, man.
But I don't know if you saw SmackDown yesterday.
I saw some of it.
Yeah, she was there, but she's gonna be at the pay-per-view event tomorrow, the Extreme Rules. So I'm assuming that might be her last pay-per-view event, which she'll most likely lose anyway, if
man.
It is.
Fucked up, man.
What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I'm gonna miss her.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss her too. And I knew, you know, how you know you were such a huge fan of hers, you know.
Yeah, when she
but,
first
yeah.
came. I mean, after Molly Holly left, I was depressed. I didn't think there was going to be any WWE diva that would replace Molly Holly. And then this
yeah.
chick called Mickey James came out of nowhere. She started being, she was jealous of Trish Stratus.
Right. She was Trish's number one fan. And then it turned into like a fatal attraction. And then she, you know, she was like her number one fan. And then she kissed Trish in the lips. And then
yeah.
she turned into like a heel, like a obsessive heel. And then. Once Trish retired, then she kind of turned to a face, and she's been a good
yeah,
girl ever since.
She had a big ass every time she wrestled. I mean, I look at her with ass more than I did her wrestling moves when she was
and it moved to the beat of her theme song.
Yeah. Mister Man.
We'll be right back.
too, like, man.
What you said?
She was so sweet the way she said, you're like, you know, I'm just glad to be WWE champion right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, man.
Just, I'm gonna miss her sassiness.
That song sounds kind of like my Sharona a bit. But, yeah, man, I'm gonna miss her too, man. I know that.
I'm gonna miss her more than you. I was a bigger fan of her more than you.
That's what I was saying. I said, I know I'm not gonna miss her more than you did, because that was your number one.
That's my number one girl in the.
That was your number one wrestler, period, man.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Who do you think I'm rooting for? I'm Dolph Ziggler? Come on.
Even though you and him both think you are perfection.
But the thing I didn't like her, what's her name?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Michelle McCool and Layla, you know, doing that fat.
Yeah, making fun
of
her
weight. I was just about to do that. And she's not a fat girl.
Nah,
you know?
She's curvy, but she's not fat.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not those girls' fault, you know. Michelle McCool and Layla. I mean, in WWE, you gotta blame for that, because they want to, you know, pick on her. The girls are just reading the script and playing along.
But
I mean,
that was still harsh, though.
Yeah, it was. Layla and Mickey James are pretty much the same, you know, curvy, you know, body type.
Whoa, wait. No, Mickey James has a bigger butt than Layla.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying
way
they're
bigger
both,
butt.
I'm saying they're not like bony, you know, they're not like, you know, the typical, you know, skinny.
Yeah, I mean, they're both curvy. They have some, you know, extra cushion for the pushing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So it's not like it's really, you know, it's not really them, you know. It's the WWE writers that's telling them to say that, you know. WWE is pretty much pissed off that, I would assume, because, you know, she's pushing her career and they're messing up her, they're humiliating her for no reason.
Yeah, that's the one thing I didn't like.
I didn't like that. This is probably the worst way that WWE's written somebody off. I mean, of course, the Bret Hart, but that was real. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that was sudden. This is a written, premeditated, talking about her, you know, she's Piggy James and,
yeah, that
and
messed up,
rubbing
man.
Food on her and all her face and dressing in piggy fat suits, pig, you know, it's uncalled for.
Man.
She's not even fat. And you know what's the funny thing about it?
What?
Another person who they're humiliating, Vicky Guerrero, you know.
I don't give a damn about her.
No,
they can humiliate her as much as they want.
Listen to my point. She's, you know, the widow of Eddie Guerrero. I mean, she should be treated better, but this is not my main point. My main point is that Layla and Michelle McCool are tag team and in a tag team called Simply Flawless.
Mm-hmm.
And the third person in their group, like their manager, is Vicky Guerrero. And it's kind of hypocritical and ridiculous that they're making fun of Mickey James for being fat, when Vicky Guerrero's in their group and they're acting like, you know, she's not fat.
Messed up, man.
That's another thing that doesn't make sense in the whole, you know, the whole making fun of Mickey James' apparent so-called, you know, weight.
Yeah, well, I hope that Mickey James. Up now, maybe maybe we might see her in TNA again. Who knows? I mean, we could see her wrestling again in TNA, or maybe she'll be a hit country singer. Who knows? But
she used to wrestle in TNA.
No, I said maybe we'll see her in TNA.
Maybe.
You know, who knows? Or she'll be a hit country singer. You know, but I have a feeling that we'll see her again.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think this is the last of Mickie James.
Yeah, and I was reading on a message where they said that she wrote. Probably on Twitter that, you know, she wanted to thank the fans and, you know, she's grateful for, you know, her time in WWE. But, you know, when one chapter closes, you know, closes another one open. So she's ready for the new chapter in her life to begin.
Damn, I'm going to miss her, man.
Yeah, I'm going to miss her too, man. But like I said, not as much as you will, but.
Yeah. And she can wrestle.
Enough.
She was one of the, next to her, I would say it was her and Gail Kim. They were like the top female wrestlers who could actually wrestle.
Natalya could wrestle too, but they don't give her the shot because, you know.
Oh, yeah, Natalya,
you know.
Yeah, she could wrestle too, yeah. Beth Phoenix, yeah, they could wrestle.
Oh, yeah, Beth, right.
I'm going to miss her, and I'm going to, just one more tribute, man, because I'm freaking. What did she call her fans?
James Gang.
The James Gang?
Yeah.
I got to follow her on Twitter, man.
I think it was on Twitter. I think it was Twitter.
Twitter or Facebook? I got to follow her and friend her because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to miss out on her. I want to be able to keep up to date on what she's doing because, you know, unfortunately, I can't, I'm not going to know what she's doing. Yeah, she's not going to be on Raw or SmackDown anymore, so.
You gonna buy
we'll miss
CD?
You.
You going to buy her CD?
Hell yeah. I'm going to be standing on line like those nerds who wait in line for the Star Wars movies. Shit, watch.
I wonder if they got the theme song in the, probably not. That's WWE property.
Man, I got a cold, man.
Isn't that so what they did to her in WWE?
Yeah, you know, like she said, you know, one chapter closes, another one opens.
It's like, this is the most time we've ever spent on a woman, a diva, being released.
Because I love her, that's why.
And because, no, I agree. And the reason why is because she wasn't a typical diva. She didn't, you know, just have a pretty face. She could actually wrestle.
Oh, yeah. She could actually wrestle.
And she could play the diva and the villain role. I mean, the good, you know, the hero and the villain role.
Yeah.
Very well, you know. Shoot, I'm going to miss her. Well, her last, I would assume the Extreme Rules tomorrow is going to be her last pay-per-view event, so.
I might watch that. I might watch that tomorrow just for her.
Yeah, maybe. I'm thinking about that myself because Extreme Rules are kind of whack.
Yeah.
I'm not even pumped up for this pay-per-view event.
I don't even care. I just want to see Mickie James. That's all I want. I don't even care about the pay-per-view.
And you know what's the dumb thing about it? It's like, the reason why it's you would think Extreme Rules would be off the charts. You'd be like, wow, man, this is going to be like Extreme Rules, like, in 06 when RVD was fighting against, you know, what's his name? Cena for the WWE title.
Yeah.
No, the reason why is because WWE ain't extreme anymore. It's PG-13 now, man. There's nothing extreme about WWE anymore.
Hey, like I said, I don't care about John Cena or Batista. I'm only
gonna
watch Extreme for Mickie James. I don't care what guys are wrestling tomorrow. I'm probably gonna go to watch the Mickie James match. That's it. Then I'll watch a Yankee game or something. I could care less, man.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, another thing. Batista might retire, too, because he's pursuing his acting career. So he's most likely going to lose tomorrow, too.
Man,
he's not going to retain the title.
This guy looks like a porn star, man. He looks
maybe
like Lee Stone.
Maybe that's what he's going to do when he retires. Who knows?
Hey, well, shit. You just put a visual in my head, man.
Hey, why did you do that, man?
Why?
Thank goodness I'm not. Hey, you're the one that said it. Thank goodness I'm not having the visual, so.
I gotta go to the bathroom now. I gotta go to the bathroom
that's
now.
That's all on you.
Man. I gotta go to the bathroom now.
I guess we'll go back to Mickie James. She'll be missed.
Hey, man, I gotta go to the bathroom, but there's a call online. Do you mind taking the call for me while I go to the bathroom and vomit at that Batista thing?
Sure.
All right, hold on a second, all right?
All right. Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hey, Willie Boy, what's going on, man? Willie Boy, you guys got a show now?
Yeah, man.
You and McCorley?
Yeah.
My goodness. You guys went from Brooklyn College to Mac to Mac Radio. That's what you guys did, huh?
Yeah, you know, McCorley's doing his thing, man.
Where's McCorley? Let me hear McCorley. Where is he?
He's vomiting. He said he was vomiting because he was thinking about Batista extracurricular activities.
Man, let me tell you something about this guy. 2 weeks ago, I started listening to the show, right, on Easter.
Right.
And I heard this guy break a Christian tape on Easter. What the hell was that about? What is this guy thinking about, man? I mean, how are you going to break a Christian tape on Easter? And he said to honor Easter, too.
Yeah, I was telling him that, but, you know, he didn't mean anything wrong with that, you know.
Willie Boy, man.
The movie, you know.
So what's been going on with you, Willie Boy? I mean,
not much.
Still pursuing that television radio career?
Yeah, you know. Same old.
Hey, are you going to tell the audience who I am?
Yeah, I already did. You're Watson.
Watson, your professor from Brooklyn College. I mean, come on, man. Tell these people. I mean, wait a minute, you got to tell these people that I'm your professor. Come on. Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, McCurdy, what's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Professor Watson? How the hell did Professor Watson get our number to that show?
Hey, McCurley, I was just checking on the web. I was just checking some stuff on the web, and I saw that you had a radio show, so I just wanted to call in and say what's up.
Oh, Professor Watson, this guy never learns. Okay, audience, first of all, this guy is talking on the line right now. He's a professor from our Brooklyn College days. And for some reason, this guy, I don't know how he got our numbers. He got your number and he got my number. And he keeps calling us for no reason. And we try to, I try to block my number. I don't know how he keeps calling me. But for some reason, Professor Watson, you're stalking us for no reason.
How the hell I'm stalking you? First of all, McCorley, I want to address the Easter thing. How the hell did you break a Christian tape on Easter?
First of all, that was a joke. And... it was a joke, Professor Watson. And first of all, I mean, why do you keep calling us? Why?
What? I know we are friends or something. Willie Boy, talk to this guy, man. I know
we're
friends up in here.
Yeah, he's our friend.
We're not friends, Professor Watson. We were your students. You were the professor. Don't you remember?
Yeah, I remember.
And Professor Watson, how did you get our numbers in the first place?
Oh, that's simple. Remember in class when I made you guys fill out that sheet?
Wait a second, Professor Watson. You got our numbers from that sign-in sheet. You still have a copy of that?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Okay, but listen.
How do you still have it?
Well, I still have a copy at my house.
But why do you still have it, though? I mean...
That's awesome.
You're supposed to throw that in garbage.
Well, you know, I keep everything that I have from Brooklyn College. As you know, right now, I'm not in Brooklyn College no more. I'm on... I live downstate in New York with my wife down the beach. So, right now, I'm retired.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
So... Listen, we only have 7 minutes of the show. Do you have anything important to say?
Well, McCorley, you have to answer my question. Why did you break a Christian tape on Easter and then say that you were honoring Easter by breaking it?
I told you already that I was playing a joke. Come on, Will, help me out here. I was playing a joke.
Yeah, I remember it's nothing against Easter.
No, it wasn't no joke.
It was.
I mean... I was offending myself too, but you know you know McCorley. McCorley's a good guy. He might know. That
oh
thing,
please,
now.
Good guy in my ass.
Hey. Listen, Watson. Look, we only have 5 minutes to the show. Listen, can you call back like next week when I'm doing my show live from the streets of New York?
Oh, and another thing, McCorley, the show that you have here, iMac, is not funny at all. I'm sorry.
Oh really? It's not funny? You think you could do better? You think you could do better?
Yeah, I could do better.
Okay, listen to this. 2 weeks from now, you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah,
Two weeks from now, you could host my show. 2 weeks from now, and I won't even be on the show. You could host it with Will. What about that?
Wow.
And let's see if you could do that, if you could do the show better than I can.
Wow. I'm up for the challenge.
Oh.
Will, will you do the show with me? 2 weeks?
I'm there. Okay.
All right, then. So I'll take your challenge, McCorley.
Okay. 2 weeks from now, and we'll see if you could do the show and if you're funnier than me. Okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Well, so I'll see you in 2 weeks, then.
No problem. Yeah. Willie boy, I'll check you out, man. 2 weeks.
All right. I look forward to it.
That's annoying, man. Jesus.
Are you really going to go through with this?
2 weeks. He said he's going to host a show better than me. Professor Watson. Okay, watch. 2 weeks.
You sure you're going to go through with this?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you just heard what he said. He just criticized me for breaking the Christian tape on Easter. He said my show's not funny. I mean, so let's see in 2 weeks if he could host a show by himself.
Wow. With me?
With you. And me, I'm not going to be there at all. So let's see.
Are you going to at least call in to see how the show is doing?
Nope. I'm not going to call in. I want to see if this guy can do the show better than I could.
Are you going to at least listen to see if, you might have competition?
Nope.
How are you going to know if it's good or not?
Hey, you'll tell me. You'll tell me whether it was good or not. I'm going to trust you with the show with him.
Well, I guess I'll let you know and, I'll tell you.
Damn it, man. This guy gets me on my nerves. This guy pisses me off.
I have no problem with him.
I mean, you guys.
Even though you had higher grades than I did in that class.
I mean, this guy, he was our professor at Brooklyn College. He keeps calling our phones, especially William's phone, for some reason, leaving messages. He's stalking us. We haven't been in Brooklyn College since, for 4 years? 5 years or something?
Yeah, I'm saying about it.
And this guy thinks we're his friends. He's still calling us, and, we're not his friends. We're his students. We want nothing to do with him, and now he calls my show. I don't know how he got my number to my show. And he calls in and starts harassing me. Okay, Professor Watson, if you're listening out there, 2 weeks from now, I want you to host this show with Will and show me that you can do better. And that's a challenge.
So what's in it for him and you?
I want to see if he could do better than me. You saw him, he talking all that trash. Calling up the show out of nowhere, man. This is pissing me off. I'm 10% sick. I don't need this.
Relax, man. Conserve your energy. By that time, you'll 100%.
Nah, man, that was messed up. The guy called the show while went to the bathroom to vomit. Started freaking harassing me for no reason. Talking about why did I break the Christian tape on Easter. It was a joke, dude. Anyway, any last words?
Oh, yeah. Did you see the South Park, the 2001 episode? I hope you did, because...
This past week?
Yeah.
I didn't see any episode.
You didn't see it? You didn't see
it? It was a rerun. Wasn't the Daily Show rerun?
So you didn't see that 10 o'clock?
Because I think it was wasn't it a rerun? I'm sure it was.
10 o'clock was the only time they actually gave this episode. And 10:30, I mean, 12 midnight, and even online, you can't find this episode for some reason.
What the hell?
Comedy Central is censoring this episode for some reason. I think because they're getting death threats.
Oh, so they only give one time?
They gave it at 10. They gave it at 10 p.m. the regular time.
Mhm.
So you don't know. So right now you don't know who Cartman's father is.
No.
Man, you.
Because I checked at 10 and they want a rerun.
Yeah, 12. I taped it to, just in case if I didn't get a chance to see it, and they gave other episodes from this season. They're not giving the episode for some weird reason. Oh, well, the reason because they're getting death threats. So I don't know if or when they'll ever give that episode again.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe your best chance is maybe somewhere down the line they'll give the episode again, or when they release the DVDs. After the season's over, both parts of, you know, the entire season's over, maybe they'll release it finally.
So let me get this. Oh, so
crazy.
Let me get this straight. They gave the episode at 10 p.m.?
Yeah, the regular time.
Oh, well. Well, you know, we'll talk about this more off air or next week.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you guys live from the streets of New York, special show next week. And 2 weeks, Professor Watson will host the show. So I'll see you guys then.
Later.